You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot, and it is August 7th, 2020. We are more than halfway through the worst year in human history. Who knows what's going to happen in the near future? Probably lots of other bad things. I don't know what could be worse at this point. Maybe everybody just spontaneously combusts. I don't know. What do you think? I'm pretty sure we're going to see something to do with Donald Trump installing some sort of Nazi regime at the end of this year, the way things are going politically in the United States of America. So batten down the hatches, everybody, and get your muskets out, because war is probably coming to America. Thanks, Putin. Just what you wanted, right? So before that happens, we're plugging along with our measly little lives, trying not to get sick from coronavirus. Yeah, it's still a thing. It's not going away, because we have a fungus brain dipshit that wants everybody to go back to work immediately, kids go back to school, while he hides behind a walled-in White House. So, yeah, that's probably a thing. We're probably just going to continue to get sick and die. America now has over 160,000 people dead. I guess it's weird how 160,000 people decided to keel over because of a hoax, right? Anyway, on better news, I suppose, this week was a very busy week for the website, for obvious reasons. We released a book called May I Serve You, Sir? And it is doing pretty well, actually, surprisingly, around the world. We're being sold. We've had sales in 9 countries now, which surprises the hell out of me. I don't know if Stephen King or J.K. Rowling sat around at the beginning of their career. They weren't able to watch these various countries start to gobble up their the things they wrote. But I get to see it practically in real time, and it's fascinating to me to see that, especially with this book, because it's designed to help faggots all around the world offer service to alphas. And you know, there are faggots in every country around the world. I've heard their cries over the years with the website. I've had people from all around the world contact me. So I know that, I know you're out there. I know that you want to have some help. So that's what this book is for, to help you make that introduction to help an alpha who may be unaware of what is really out there for him to understand hierarchy and come to accept that as part of his life, you know. So this book is now available around the world in English. But I had a little surprise 2 days ago that was really magnificent, I must say. A young fag brother of mine named Giuseppe, I think is how you say it, his name. It's spelled differently than what I'm accustomed to for the name Giuseppe, but he is a Mexican brother, and he took it upon himself to buy a copy and then translate it into Spanish. And I did not know he was going to do this. Suddenly in my inbox, here is the book translated into Spanish. And in fact, he even went so far as to take the kind of an appendix section with testimonials in the book, and he even went so far as to translate that, which surprised me. The whole thing was a surprise. And excitedly, I whipped together a Spanish version of the book. I am not going to attempt to say the title in Spanish because I don't speak Spanish, and I would just embarrass myself even more than I normally do. So, although the word señor is, of course, the part of the title for the word sir, so I got that part. So we have now a Spanish translation. Now, you know, of course, Spanish is one of the most widely known and used languages in the world. English, Spanish, Arabic. Yeah, I'm probably going to have an Arabic version of this book soon. So the message is getting out there. Slowly but surely, it's getting out there. Now you have the tools, so use the tools. You know, this is the most frustrating part about this whole website and everything involved in it, is you can give people the information and you can give them the tools, but if they don't do anything with it, then it's all for naught. You can complain to me in, you know, emails or messages on Twitter or whatever and say, why can't I find somebody, or how do I do this? But when I give you the information and you don't do anything with it, then it is pointless. I am leading the way here with this situation. I am trying my best to push hierarchy and push service, actual service, not online findom pretend shit, okay? And it is ultimately pretend. I'm talking about actual service. I am trying to bring that forward for you, my listeners, my readers, etc. I am trying as hard as I can to push this out into the mainstream. It's not going to happen if you don't take action. So take action. Enough with the masturbating alone every night and flirting with alphas and then running away and hiding. Enough with it. Own what you are. You're a faggot, then you be a faggot. Serve. It's just that simple. And if you're an alpha, be an alpha. You know, a lot of times these alphas, these so-called alphas, are online, on Twitter, whatever, you know, showing their feet, trying to, hiding their face in a lot of cases. They're freaked out by homosexual stuff, but they want to flirt with faggots online so they can get money. Either be an alpha and take responsibility for it, or go the fuck away. This is not a game. This is real life. Hierarchy is a real thing. Faggots are real. Alphas are real. But the real ones are the ones that put themselves out there and say, this is what is, this is reality, this is my reality. And they live it. Okay? So, pick a side and go with it. That's all that old saying, shit or get off the pot. Shit or get off the pot. So, this book is here. It is not going anywhere. The website's not going anywhere. The information will never go anywhere because it's always been and always will be. So, you either live it or accept that you're never going to live it and stop wasting other people's time, you know. I guess I'm just kind of frustrated because I can't do it for you. Believe me, if I could, I would get an alpha for every faggot, and there would be harmony because there would be fulfillment there. But I can't do that. I can literally drag you to the water, but I can't make you drink it. So either drink the clean, fresh water of hierarchical truth or go away and perish, I guess. I don't really know what else to say. But this book is here. It is, I believe it's much more powerful than you can imagine. I really honestly think that if it's used, we're going to see some major changes. We're going to see a shift in things. And I'm going to start, eventually, I'm going to start getting experiences from this. And you're going to start reading about it, and you're going to go, why didn't I do it? I mean, for 5 years on this website, I've done nothing but chronicle life-changing stories based on the things that I have written or encouraged. So I have a track record here, and I know that if this book gets out and starts getting applied as it's supposed to, that there will be stories coming out of this. Really mind-bending, life-changing stories. So go out there, be brave, and put it to use. Okay? Now, I guess this kind of leads into this thing that I really wanted to talk about, which is, it goes back to what I was saying about alphas. Alphas have a responsibility to train other alphas. And I've talked about this before, but it's becoming relevant again because I have two pending stories of alphas who have taken their straight alpha friends and are introducing them to the use of faggots. One is going to be posted this weekend. It involves Sir Rob, who's sort of a mini celebrity on my website for being an amazing Apex Alpha. He's the father of Master Kyle, who everybody loves Master Kyle. So, but he's the alpha father of Master Kyle, and he's got a straight friend who's never used a faggot before and until just recently. And so you're going to get to hear this amazing story in its entirety this weekend. So look for that on the website. But and I have another story involving another alpha who he's been talking to me about his alpha friend Brock, who's straight, and he's introducing this alpha to faggots this weekend. So this is something that I have chronicled quite a bit on the website. Alphas mentoring alphas, teaching alphas how to hunt, how to use faggots, how to own faggots, the benefits of that. Now, I mean, we saw that most dramatically in the story of Master Jin mentoring Master Nick on the website. And Master Nick, you know, from that mentoring, blossomed into, became maybe one of the most impressive apex alphas that I've ever known. He now, of course, owns four faggots in Toronto. And he became that because Master Jin was willing to show him and mentor him in what he had learned, you know. So this is part of alphahood. And I think true alphas feel that responsibility to teach their brothers the truth about worship and what they deserve as alphas. It's fascinating to me as a faggot. I watch it and I'm constantly in awe of how alphas work as pack animals almost to, you know, ensure the continuation of the pride, so to speak. So it's one of the great aspects, one of the great little known aspects of manhood, alphahood particularly, but it's something I think men understand, this mentoring. It's like when a man who knows something about car repair takes a younger man and shows him how to change the oil, how to adjust the calipers. I don't really know what any of that means, okay? I don't do car repair at all, so, because I'm a faggot. But, you know, when he takes that man and he that younger man and teaches him how to repair the car, it's something men innately understand. And the worship of faggots is part of that, that rite of passage, I guess, you know. So an alpha who knows and understands the use of faggots, let's say a straight alpha who knows the use of faggots, he looks at every other straight man who doesn't own faggots, or any straight alpha, he looks at those straight alphas who aren't using faggots, and he sees them as incomplete. Okay? Alphas, straight alphas who are not owning and using faggots, they are incomplete in their alphahood. And so these alphas view that as a responsibility to mentor these unschooled or uneducated alphas in the fullness of their alphahood. So it's these stories that are coming out soon, this weekend and beyond, is just a continuation of a theme with alphas. And I'm not here to teach alphas anything, really. I've been asked questions by alphas, and I've tried my best to answer them, but I'm a faggot, ultimately, and I'm not really qualified to mentor an alpha, you know? But I think I'm insightful enough, and I think about this a lot, so I believe that I can help answer questions, and I do point people in the right direction, I think, as best I can. But ultimately, alphas need to mentor alphas. And when they do that, they are they're reinforcing something very ancient, very and very powerful in our society. So I wish more alphas took it seriously. You know, I see alphas, findom alphas, who, you know, because they make money, that they think somehow they're special, but they're not really doing anything except trying to enrich themselves. They don't take it seriously. Most of them do not take it seriously, this alphahood as a commission given to them by nature. You know, I view alphas as like priests that stand guard. They're like gladiators that stand guard over a holy temple, you know, of alphahood. And those that take up the shield and the sword there, those are the ones who truly make alphahood something special. The rest are pretenders. The rest are gym-buffed pretenders to the real throne, you know. So, again, I'm not somebody. I'm a faggot. I really don't have any claim to be able to mentor an alpha, but I know what I'm talking about, and I've seen it in action so many times that I take it very seriously, and I have the utmost respect for it, and I encourage it with all alphas who are serious about what it means to be an alpha. So there you go. That's, you know, that's why I made this book, because faggots should be offering themselves to these great men so that they can be trained, so that they can develop this aspect of their personality. So go out there, offer yourselves to these great men, teach them what they're really missing, okay? The level of power and glory that they ascend to when they start to see this whole avenue of worship open up for them. So that's all I've got for right now. I've got a lot of things to do this weekend. It's going to be a really busy weekend. So I have a bunch of things to write and a lot of tasks ahead of me. So I wanted to pump this podcast out because I'm, of course, late again. So I hope that you have a good weekend. I am going to have another podcast this weekend, so I guess look out for that. And if you have any questions or comments, of course you can reach me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com or Kick Messenger. I'm normal submissive there. I probably should change that to abnormal submissive. And a million other ways to contact me. You can ask me questions on the website and blah, 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 blah. I'm everywhere. So contact me, say hi, you know, tell me your stories, tell me no lies, and I will talk to you later, okay? I love you guys. Have a good weekend. Bye.